Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. This is episode 4. Today is February 17th, Monday. Right now it's 4 p.m. and the weather is sunny out there. It's about 33 degrees right now. My name is Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre, south of Brazil. Today I want to speak a little bit about two confusing terms. One of them is to bring up and the other one is to educate. And I'm going to move on. I'm going to keep speaking in several words related to this. A lot of vocab, interesting vocab will come up. So I'm going to start by giving you a couple of examples of how to use bring up, which is a phrasal verb. Maybe in another episode I can talk a little bit more about phrasal verbs. Today I'm just going to go straight into this topic, and basically bring up is a synonym for raise. So you could say, if you're talking about your childhood, you could say something like, I was brought up in South Carolina. I was brought up in South Carolina. That means that you spent the first years of your life in South Carolina. Whereas when you use educate, educate has to do with, obviously, with education. So when you use the verb educate, you are referring to your schooling. So, for example, I was educated at the local high school. So you could say something like, I was brought up in South Carolina and I was educated at the local high school. So there is a difference there. Again, bring up is a synonym for the word raise, for the verb to raise. So in the same way you can say I was brought up in South Carolina, you could also say I was raised in South Carolina. There is also another interesting expression, which is born and raised. Yes, you could say, I was born and raised in South Carolina. Again, there are other ways of talking about your childhood. So you could also use the verb spend. You could say, I spent most of my childhood in London, UK. I spent most of my childhood in London, UK. Back to the phrasal verb bring up. From the phrasal verb bring up, you could also have a noun by inverting the particle up and the verb bring and adding ing to it. So you would have upbringing. Upbringing is a noun that refers to the period of time when your parents raised you. For instance, you could say, I had a very stable upbringing, as my parents always played an active role. They always helped me in my education. Another thing that usually is a problem for learners, especially here in Brazil, maybe because of the use of the word education in Portuguese and the meaning of it in Brazilian Portuguese, is people often confuse, or learners often confuse, educated, being well-educated and being educated, with being polite. So, in fact, education or being well-educated basically refers to your education. So if you went to a good school, probably you could say that you were well-educated. Whereas polite, being polite, has to do with good manners. So if you say, John is a very polite guy, you are referring to his good manners, which means he's not rude. He's a polite man. So good manners here basically means that he always says thank you and he apologizes when he interrupts someone or he makes a mistake or something like that. And he waits for people to go through the door first. Well, things like that, you know. All right. Well, I think this is it about politeness and about being polite and about being well-educated. I just want to do a quick recap here. So I started by talking about the difference between bring up and educate. Again, remember that the past participle of bring up is to be brought up, so brought up. So you could say, I was brought up in South Carolina, or I was raised in South Carolina, which is a synonym for bring up, yes, to be raised, to be brought up. You can also say things like, I spent most of my childhood in London, UK, or I had a stable upbringing. Remember the noun that you can form by inverting the particle and the verb and adding ing to it. And finally, I talked a little bit about the difference between being well-educated and being polite, which basically means to have, being well-educated means having a good schooling education, yes, or schooling life, yes, and being polite means having good manners. This is it. I hope you enjoyed the tips I gave you today, and please make your comments, leave your comments, share. You're welcome to contact me. You can contact me via email. Just send an email to info@followenglish.com.br. You can also visit the web page for this podcast, which is at pod.followenglish.com.br. And if you go to the web page, you can subscribe to this podcast via email. And soon, I will be making the podcast available through iTunes. I still haven't done so because I want to have at least 7 or 8 episodes before I make it available on iTunes. And, if you found this podcast for some reason, either you bumped into it on Facebook or Twitter, again, thank you for listening. You can follow us on Facebook, you can like our page, you can share, and we're also on Twitter, so just look for Follow English on Twitter, you'll be able to follow us, so whenever there is a new episode, you will be able to see that the episode is out there waiting for you. Again, thank you very much. Bye!